Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm J. Scott Smith, and here's what's happening right now. More than 20 people were injured after the decks on a home in Wildwood collapsed on Saturday evening. Officials say it happened at a three-story home on the 200 block of East Baker Avenue around 6 p.m. Michael Harris says after the first deck collapsed, he ran in to help.
So I ran over, started helping out, and when I got there, the second one collapsed. So I was helping keep the weight so it wouldn't shift down. So that way until all the EMTs and firefighters got here to take over.
Authorities are still investigating what led to the incident, but Riley Collins, who watched the event unfold from across the street, says nothing out of the ordinary took place before the collapse.
And, like, a few people were sitting around a table on the bottom, and on the middle balcony, there were a few people just walking around.
21 people were rushed to a nearby hospital, and at least one had to be transported by a helicopter to a trauma center. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, the city's archbishop concedes a significant number of church closings are inevitable because of the rapidly declining number of parishioners. Here's KYW's Mark Abrams.
Speaking candidly at a recent forum at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary, Philadelphia's Archbishop Charles Chaput said the future of many Catholic parishes in Philadelphia is not bright.
We have more than 200 parishes in the Archdiocese. When we consider our count, people who actually go to church, we need about 100.
Chaput says the latest figures show about 18% of Catholics in the Archdiocese now attend Mass on the weekend.
Chaput turned 75 this month and is required to submit his resignation to Pope Francis. That letter begins the start of a search for a new archbishop. Also, selling tobacco products to teens in Philadelphia is against the law, and the number of businesses breaking the law has been decreasing, but not anymore. Dr. Cheryl Bettigol, the director of chronic disease and injury prevention at the Philadelphia Department of Public Health, says this is a big concern.
The reason that use of tobacco and youth ability to purchase tobacco matters so much is that virtually everybody who smokes starts before the age of 19. So when people are selling tobacco to youth, they are helping to get the next generation addicted. And we were starting to make progress against tobacco, but for the first time in 2018, we saw numbers go up.
She says the city is cracking down and taking a number of measures to stop businesses from selling tobacco products to minors. And thousands of runners filled the streets of Philadelphia this morning for the Rock and Roll Half Marathon. KYW's Justin Udo was at Eakins Oval, where he caught up with a very special race team.
27-year-old Megan Price has cerebral palsy, but that did not stop her from taking part in the Rock and Roll Half Marathon. Her dad, Jim, willed her through the race.
It's really special because she's a special person that needs a lot of help, and we love her.
The duo from Morristown, New Jersey have run the Boston, Philadelphia, and Chicago half marathons. Jim says when the races get tough and it's hard to keep on, he looks at his daughter for motivation.
You know, you just got to keep going because Megan can't do it, so you do it for her. And those races are hard.
This race is a little different for Megan and Jim because they're also doing it for Jim's son and her brother, who recently passed away. And a conference to promote equity in the emerging cannabis industry will meet in Philadelphia for the second time. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports that it has the support of city and state officials.
State Senator Sharif Street says medical marijuana is creating once-in-a-generation opportunities, and he wants to make sure everyone in the Commonwealth has an equal share in them.
We want to make sure that communities of color, small businesses, women-owned businesses, disadvantaged businesses, veterans, disabled, and others have an opportunity to participate.
So he's throwing his weight behind the Diasporic Alliance for Cannabis Opportunities, or DACO's, conference scheduled for September 27th and 28th at Temple University's Medical School.
Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney also gave it his stamp of approval, though he says better equity would be achieved by legalizing all marijuana use. And Center City Restaurant Week starts today and runs through September 27th. KYW's Hadass Kuznets has more on what it means for the Philadelphia economy.
Michelle Shannon with the Center City District says about 150,000 to 180,000 diners typically come out for Restaurant Week, and that translates to millions of dollars to the local economy.
The dollars to the restaurant, the subsequent shopping or visits to cultural institutions, transportation.
But she says it's also a way for restaurants to attract new customers.
Because the price point kind of lowers the resistance to, what if I go out and try something new and I don't like it and I've just spent $200. At $35 a person, it lowers the bar to take that chance.
Shannon says that the growth of the restaurant week from 33 to 126 restaurants is indicative of the growth of Philly's restaurant scene. And that's the All Local. I'm J. Scott Smith. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.